Well, first of all, thank you for creating equal airtime for both men and women. I noticed that when I did go. I've been checking your site out for quite a while, so I'm pleased with that. Being a woman in what has predominantly been a male-dominated industry for many years now, I never quite thought of it as an inequality. It takes a certain type of personality to fit into this industry and to kind of come to the table totally as an equal partner and open the ideas, willing to learn. And luckily, there's been a shift in, I think, the cultural mindset of women and women's rights and women's ability to provide value in multiple arenas. And so I think the primary key shift has been that the individuals and the male professionals working in this industry themselves no longer see women so differently. They don't think like, oh, wow, she's a woman. Why is she here in this industry? So the old guard, if you will, where there may have been some of those prejudices, that just doesn't really exist any longer. And I think the thing that will really pull women into this industry is two things. One, seeing other women in the industry who are kind of showing them, imagine yourself here. So I recently volunteered with a local group here in Los Angeles, and we were clearing brush from a hillside in a underprivileged part of town, but highly historic. And one of the women who was working alongside of me noticed that no, there was no flow. There was no real, they weren't organizing the volunteers, and there were tons of volunteers, a giant hillside to clear, but none of us were really organized. So she said, you know, I think I'm going to kind of organize this a little bit. And I said, shoot, go for it, do it. And so she said, hey, everybody, I think we're doing a good job, but we could do better if we just organize. So, and she literally went and created assembly line like processes and put everyone in place to do a specific task in an assembly like process. And all of a sudden, everybody was like cheering and laughing. And oh my gosh, this was great. We had a rhythm. And I went up to her and I said, I have got to ask you, what is it you do for a living? And she said, I work for Northrop Grumman as a lean process improvement engineer. And I said, aha, aha, that's perfect. And there were other young women who were volunteering from high schools and colleges, and they as well asked her, like, who are you and what kind of job do you have? And I think it's more women who are involved in the industry and who have this natural ability to think logically, yet look at the entire ecosystem holistically and compassionately, that is something that women often bring to the table, and that should be celebrated. And we as women should be reaching out to our fellow community, our fellow women, to just kind of demonstrate what it is that we do, what it is that we love about what we do, and if there's anything that resonates with them, invite them to come join us.
It was a lovely anecdote to finish on, and I managed to mention Ronda Rousey in a BIM podcast. Who
Exactly. That was awesome.
knew? Okay, well, Sasha, we might have a bit more laughs next because it is the quick fire crunch time questions. There's going to be
Gosh.
2 minutes on the clock, and I'm going to be asking you some fun questions because we've got to know you professionally. So now it is time to get to know you a little bit more personally as well. So, are you ready?
I think so, yes.
Okay, the time has started now. What are your three must-see locations when you visit London?
Ah, okay, this is easy. Kensington Park, which I just discovered when I stayed in Kensington in April. Great place to go jogging, and the Diana Memorial is my favorite place to just sit and cool down. The South Bank, because there's just so many quirky, artistic little nooks and crannies and museums and great little pubs and restaurants. And when I'm on the South Bank, I'd love to take some of the pedestrian footbridges over to a little tiny hole-in-the-wall place called the Cellar Door. A friend of mine introduced me to it on my first trip to, or second trip to London, a nice little cabaret club that I'll never forget.
Oh, lovely. How would your friends describe you?
How would my friends describe me? I think my friends would say that kind of bubbly personality, very loyal, and a little bit quirky.
And a great interviewee. Now, you work for Bluebeam, yet what is your, in fact, your favorite color?
You're gonna laugh, but my favorite color is black.
Oh, right, okay. So, yeah.
Sophisticated, it goes with everything. Yeah.
Black it is. Now, if you have some free time, what sport would you choose to play?
I don't know if it's considered a sport, but I am a huge fan of billiards. I love playing pool. So that
Nice.
is by far my favorite activity to unwind with a beer.
I didn't think you were going to say that, which is really fun. Now, do you have a go-to karaoke track?
Sadly, yes, I do.
Yes.
It's Anita Baker's Caught Up in the Rapture. And when I was 19 years old, I was a karaoke hostess in Honolulu. So I do have a go-to karaoke track.
Fantastic. Now, you were trapped in a lift. Which two celebrities, alive or dead, would you ideally like stuck with you?
Nat King Cole would
Lovely,
be my
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Cary Grant.
Nice, nice, nice little mix there. Now, what's your all-time favorite album?
That's easy. Erykah Badu, Baduism.
Nice, that was nice and quick. And finally, who is your role model?
Ooh, that's a great question. You know, I actually can't think of a singular person, but I find that I've gained most of my inspiration as well as grounding from my family. I come from a family of artists. I'm one of the few business people in the family, but I like to believe that I pull that kind of artistic side into the business world, and I am too an artist, just happening to use the medium of business as my craft.
Fantastic. And the time
did we
is
make
up.
It?
It is up. Yep. So it's, I just spent the rules a bit and it was a bit longer than 2 minutes. So, Sasha, that was fantastic. I've had such a good time. And this is the second longest edition of Crunch Time we've had. It's been absolutely a blast. Before you go, where can people find you online and on social media?
So if you're a Twitter follower, that's a lot of what I communicate for my international friends is through Twitter. And I'm at Aloha Sasha on Twitter. The BD&C blog is digital.com. You can find it under their blog section, or also there is the Blue Beam YouTube channel where you can find all of the digital.com video series as well.
Well, Sasha, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's been a great episode. So thank you very much for taking the time out, and best of luck with your appearances in the UK. I hope everything goes well.